Edius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, 2:10, the last of the Perek, and one more from Rabbi Akiva, again, Agarata, again, regarding five things. Here it says, Afu Haya Omer. Rabbi Akiva also said, Chamisha Devarim Shel Shnei Masar Chodesh. There are five things that lasted for a period, or last for a period, of 12 months. First of all, we have Mishpat Dor HaMabul, Shnei Masar Chodesh, the judgments of the generation of the flood took 12 months. If you look at the Pesukim, I actually say from the 17th of the second month to the 27th of the second month of the following year. That's an extra 10 days, but of course, the difference in solar and lunar year gives you to 365 with extra 10 days. So that's a full year exactly. Then Mishpat Iov, Shnei Masar Chodesh, the whole story of Iov dealing with all his sickness and his suffering, lasts for a period of 12 months. That's learned from, you can see it in Pesukim. Mishpat HaMitzrim, the judgment that was done to the Egyptians during what we call the Ten Makos, that took a period of 12 months. I think people are well aware of the Midrash, Rashi, that each Maka took 1 month. Obviously, 1 month times 10 is 10 months, not 12 months. So either that means it's not exactly a month, or there was a space of time between the months, whatever the story is. 12 months in total for the Egyptian punishment in the year preceding the Exodus. Mishpat Gog u'Magog la'asid lavo, the process of like the exacting the punishment against the people of Gog u'Magog, who waged this like apocalyptic war at the end of days against the Jews in Israel, that'll last for 12 months. That means that there won't be, the war won't go on for 12 months. The war ends like, you know, kind of same day, but then there are so many corpses lined up that it takes 12 months. And then you have Mishpat Rishaim b'Gehenim, the judgments of wicked people in Gehenna can last for up to Shneimazar Chodesh, 12 months. Shneimar, this is a pasuk from Yeshaya. It says, Vahaya Mide Chodesh B'Chodesho, and it will be like from a month to this month, like month to month, but it means like from to the same time the next year's month, I guess. But the pasuk continues actually, Umide Shabbos B'Shabbato, and also from like one Shabbos to the next, to its Shabbos. See, it's Chodesh, it's Shabbos. Like that's why it's the same one a year later, if you will. Yavo kol basar lishtachavos lefanai amar Hashem. Yeshaya Navi is really giving a prophecy that has to do with the return to the Beis HaMikdash and service of Hashem, but the drush here seems to see that it's also to serving Hashem like and prostrating him as part of like the, I guess, the Gan Eden process at the end. So the point is that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a 12-month period for the judgment of those who are in Gehenna. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri learns the second part of the pasuk is what's the relevant part. He says min. He understands it's the Shabbos to the Shabbos, which the Shabbos in that pasuk is referring to what the when you talk about the Sfiras Omer period. It says from after Mecharas Shabbos, the day after the Shabbos. There, Shabbos refers to Pesach. So he understands it's from Pesach until Shavuos, those 7 week period. That's the 7 week period in which the souls that go to Gehenna are judged. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Min ha-Pesach va'ad ha-Atzeres, the period of the judging is just from the 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, the very same Pasuk ends up with saying, Umidei Shabbos b'Shabbato, from Shabbos to its Shabbos, which understands it referred to from Pesach to its conclusion 7 weeks later at Shavuos.